And Underground Horror Radio, hanging out here at Morbid Movies and the Movies of Lake Worth, which is beautiful out. It's November. It's almost December. Last time we were here, it was Reanimator, which changed my life.
Yes, it did.
I was even Reanimator at Spooky Empire and Halloween. That was awesome. So, very good. But now we're for something even more awesome, if not equally as awesome. Another 30-year anniversary. It turns out 1985 really had a lot of hits, besides Back to the Future. And that is Return of the Living Dead, which is punk rock and zombies. And it's not boring zombies either. It's creatively awesome story zombies that's just out of this world. So, I'm with Michael again. Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for coming again. Thanks for all the support you guys.
Tell everybody your last name so they don't write it wrong in the paper.
That is Favata, pronounced Favata.
It's a running joke we got now. I know. I still can't believe that happened. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But here we are. What movie is this? Like number 8?
This is number 6.
6. I counted ahead. That's okay.
But we do have 7 coming up. Gremlins, December 11th.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, a little earlier before the holidays. Not bad.
Yeah, I want to give people a little bit of Christmas room.
Yeah. And before Star Wars, yeah, because he was a big...
Do not want to go up against Star Wars either.
He was a big person that's in the geek culture and stuff like that, who's in the comics and all that. And we all know, don't even mess with Star Wars.
No, very, very psyched
out
for
of
that.
But that's still cool. That, you know, Gremlins is a good holiday movie.
It's perfect. It's rare that we have something that's, I'll say, age appropriate.
Yes.
I mean, anyone can come to that. I mean, it's
PG. Because the other one's Evil Dead 2, yeah. And then there was a Reanimator.
Battle Royale, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. This is the first PG when we're usually around a hard R.
Yeah. Well, the cult classics.
Yes.
This one's a little more, it was a little more mainstream, because this is a Zemeckis movie, isn't it? Zemeckis, I think, did Gremlins.
I believe so.
Spielberg had something to do with it, too.
Yes.
They all did, but I think Zemeckis did it. But now, actually, this month, because you were trying to before... a couple of months ago, I think it was what you're trying to do for the second screening was Return of the Living Dead.
This was actually supposed to be the first screening.
That's right, and then you went with Battle Royale.
And Battle Royale was supposed to be the second, and I just immediately had to roll with the punches. And it was some sort of studio issue.
Their anniversary, too, and they wanted to show it somewhere else or something like that, right?
And it's funny because the new Blu-ray still hasn't actually come out.
Really?
It's going to be a Scream Factory, but it just...
Oh.
There's supposed to be a brand new, fully restored, blah, 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 and it just... in limbo, but it's been now, so it has to be like what's on the next year.
It's spooky. I actually hung out with Joel Robinson, who does a lot of the artwork for Scream Factory,
right.
Which is so good. But now Return of the Living Dead's a great movie. I mean, everybody talks about Linnea in the graveyard, which we all know. Actually, I saw her think first in Night of the Demons, and then I went back and watched Return. And Tommy Jarvis, who's in this, Tom Matthews, but it's a fun movie.
It's funny how Tom Matthews is in the second one also, but as a different character.
Yeah, I think it confused everybody.
Yeah.
I think out of all of them, the first one is, people love the third one, mainly because of the chick factor, which is pretty hot. But then they made the sci-fi, made those horrible...
Rave to the Grave and Necropolis.
Yeah, which were...
just terrible.
I mean, they were for 90s or 2000 movies. Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah.
But the original one was really cool because they mentioned the original movie.
That
started everything, which was Night of the Living Dead. And they play on that, and it's like, you know, Clue Gallagher, amazing. Everybody in the movie is just great. And so I'm excited. 30 years.
Yeah.
And you know, punk rock is still here, too.
It doesn't seem like it's been that old of a movie.
No, it doesn't. It's cool because it's like, this is the first zombie movie that had punk rock in it.
And it was the first, it was probably the first comedy zombie movie, if you think about it.
Yeah, at the time, because I think, you know what, it came out the same year, because I was doing research and I was writing up the article, Day of the Dead came out the same year, like a month or two before.
That is true.
And Day of the Dead's good, because I like Captain Rhodes for whole different reasons, because he's lost his mind, but this movie's better. Romero did great with his original trilogy and stuff.
Like, without, I would say, Return of the Living Dead, you might not have something like Shaun of the Dead.
No, you wouldn't
have.
Which
is, like, in the same vein, I would say.
Yeah. And Shaun of the Dead 2 actually made it, like, it's because it's a whole different country. Their sense of humor is a little different than ours. And it was just, like, this weird movie. Like, what is this about? And you watch it and you go, oh, my God, this is such a great zombie. But, yeah, Return of the Living Dead, 30 years earlier, was, where are you at? In New York? No, we're in Kentucky. We're in Louisville. And... we're all punk, and we're just going to go hang out in the graveyard, and then all this stuff happens.
And then shit hit the fan.
Brains. we had the Tar Man. And these are the zombies that talked. You know, a lot of the other ones never talked. It was just You know, that's where it came from. Brains came from...
From Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah. And 30 years later, people still love it. So we expect a good crowd. And I'm just... It's 30 years is just how many good things came out in 85 between this and, of course, Reanimator, which was last month's huge Halloween movie.
Yeah, it was weird, though. It just happened to be two...
Two anniversaries.
Back to back, both 30th.
Yeah. And Evil Dead, I think it was in 87.
Yeah, it was close. Yeah.
But now we got Ash versus Evil Dead as well, which have you seen more?
I've only seen one episode. So
yeah.
Far. It was fantastic.
I don't have stars.
But I don't either.
No. But I'm really happy that we got to see it in theaters, that you showed it, because that's on the bucket list, and I got to see that. And Jaws in the same month, so that's pretty cool. Anyway, everybody, look, you can see these awesome cult classics. And Gremlins, which is also another cult classic 80s movie with Corey Feldman. So that's cool. And you can come hang out at Movies Lake Worth and see these awesome flicks every month. Just like when you were a kid going, man, I wish I could see that in theaters.
And now you can.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't happen. The only time it ever happens is when Star Wars does a big re-release like it did in the 90s with new added footage.
Or the Fathom events when you see like where the
Jaws, which are really expensive. Halloween, this is only $10, exactly. Which is cheaper than a normal ticket. It's cheaper than a normal movie ticket for two people when you go out nowadays. It's too expensive. This is perfect price. It's a nice little cozy theater. All the people that are in the same type of stuff that you are listening to this definitely will be here. Everybody's cool. I know a lot of them from cons and everywhere else that I've been. So definitely a cool event. Check out more movies. And the only way this is going to keep going the way it's going is if you come out and hang out. Because
people
need,
keep showing up, I'll keep
people
doing
complain
it.
All the time.
Pretty much that simple.
I wish we could see movies like this in theaters. Well, now you can. You don't have to go to New York. You don't have to go to Orlando. Because I know Orlando does stuff like that, but it's all the way in Orlando. I know Miami has it, but that's all the way down to Miami, which is fine. I don't live in Miami. I live in Port St. Lucie, Lake Worth of Works. Perfectly fine. Come down.
Conveniently located just off the Lake Worth Turnpike exit.
Turnpike! Not hard! It's so simple. Come down, watch a cool flick every month, tell your friends, make it old school. It's totally underground and it rocks. So, more movies. Thank you, Michael, again.
As always,
plus,
thank
we have
you guys
raffles.
For the support.
We have raffle prizes.
And
awesome
fantastic.
Posters.
Both of the, we've got a zombie prize pack from Box of Dread, boxofdread.com.
Yes.
And a poster from Dave Burns, Hot Damn Arts, hotdamarts.com.
Yes, plus stickers. We've got buttons for sale. You got awesome t-shirts you guys got. I mean... Come on, no one else is doing this around here. Let's do it. Everybody come out, Morbid Movies every month. Come support. Take 1 month out of your schedule and hang out and get old school. And
December 11th, Gremlins, Movies Like Worth.
In January, we don't know yet, but there'll be probably more.
To be determined.
There you go. It's just, I can't even describe how much awesome it is. Just come out and watch Morbid Movies every month. All right, McPatch's Underground Horror Radio. Thank you, Michael, again.
Thank you, guys.
Out.